praise. Just bless his holy name. Thank him. Worship him. Extol him. Can you make it louder? Pray in tongues if you can. Make it bigger. Make it louder. He deserves your best. Come on, make it louder. At the foyer, I'm expecting to hear you from here. Make it louder. Make it bigger. Masatari bababa. Shetiri boko sontoro bobo. For those testimonies, go ahead and give God praise. For mighty things he has done in the midst. Go ahead and give him praise. Bless his name. Awesome God, how great thou art. You are God.
You are mighty, I am me.
Standing on.
Standing on.
Of your holy name.
Of your holy name. Lord, we bow and worship you.
Awesome God. Anything he's done in your life since this 12 days of glory started, go ahead and bless him. Don't assume that is normal. God bypassed many people to reach out to you. Even though you didn't tell anybody what you were going through, he reached out to you. Go ahead and thank him and bless him. If God has endorsed you, thank him, bless him, worship him. Thank you,
Jesus,
for the grace.
For the grace that you have given us.
We can never
repay you from my heart. The night to say
really, really
thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
For the grace.
For the grace that you have given us, we can never repay you from my heart. We'd like to say that we really, really thank you.
I depend on you. Made up my mind to depend on you.
I depend on you. I've made up my mind to depend on you.
Can you join us?
I depend on you. I've made up my mind to depend on you.
Oh,
I made up my mind to depend on you.
One more time.
Oh, I made up my mind to depend on you.
Come on, sing it from your heart.
I depend on you. I made up my mind to depend on you.
Father, we thank you for the miracles, for the testimony. Particularly, we thank you for yesterday. Take all the glory, take all the honor. Thank you for the many things you've done, the things we can see, the things we cannot see. Thank you for that brother that you healed. You are the only person that could do that. Cause us celebrate you. We thank you because you do much more. Jesus was preaching one day and the power of God was present to heal. Lord Jesus, I don't need to command things to go out. Right while I'm preaching and I'm disseminating your word, confirm your word.
Amen.
Confirm your word.
Amen.
Let people's fasting and waiting on you not remain the same.
Amen.
I plead the blood of Jesus upon you. Everyone here will not remain the same.
Amen.
Let the devil be terrified.
Amen.
Let the believers be edified.
Amen.
And let Jesus alone be glorified.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand in this place. Is that the best you can do for God? Walk up to 23 people. Tell them something is happening to you now. You'll discover later. 23 people. Something is happening to you now. You'll discover later. Something is happening. You'll discover later.
Mama diriki, mama diriki, mama diriki, oh your mama. Mama diriki, mama diriki, oh your mama. Mama diriki, oh ekeruba, mama diriki. Oh, your
mama diriki, chile. Mama diriki, oh, your mama.
Oh, chile. Oh, your mama. Oh, chile. Oh, your mama. Mama diriki, oh, chile. Mama diriki, oh, your mama.
Mama
diriki, diriki, chineke. Mama diriki, oh your mama.
Mama diriki, chineke. Mama diriki, oh your mama.
Somebody shout to the Lord. Hallelujah. I know you're standing, but before you take your seat, how are you doing? Awesome, awesome. In case you're new in Koza, when something is beyond awesome, it becomes awesome. Isaiah 37 verse 31. I know you're standing. Isaiah 37 verse 31. And the remnants who have escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root downwards and bear fruit upwards. Say to your neighbor, the remnant of the house of Israel shall take root downwards and bear fruit upwards. Be seated. God bless you. Love you right back. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you very much. I want you to start by reading 1 Corinthians 15, verse 35. I want to read to 38. But some will say, how are the dead raised up? How? How can you? I don't believe in ghosts, for example. So how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Foolish one. My wife has said I shouldn't call anybody foolish again, but it's in the Bible. What you sow is not made alive unless it dies. Please believe this. Whatever, whether money, whether energy, whether gifts, whether you're coming to church. You know why people don't reap when they give money? They don't separate. Death means separation. They don't separate themselves. So they dedicate the Sunday when the pastor will come and stay and say what they've used the money to do. It's good to be accountable. But if that's what you want to see, to give, you're just giving ceremoniously. You didn't die to your seed. Foolish one, what you sow is not made alive. Unless, you can't break scriptures. Unless it dies. Let's read to verse 38. Verse 37 says, and what you sow, you don't sow that body that shall be. But mere grain, perhaps wheat or some other grain. Verse 38. But God gives it a body as it pleases. And each seed its own body. First of all, I'd like you to know that you can't enjoy this message if you don't listen to yesterday's message. In case you are big, God has told you, in fact, you are not caught in 18-hour vision, it's 24-hour vision. You saw God like this. And God opened the clouds and you saw like a curtain was pulled aside. You saw God. And he engaged you for 24 hours. No matter how big you are, if you don't die, the vision you saw, what you wrote down, until you die to your bigness and die to your pride and come off the high horse and let God, it has happened to all of us before. Even you at your level, it has happened to you. God does not humble people. God humiliates people. If you refuse to be humbled, unless you die, you abide alone. What does it mean to be planted or to be sown? It means the ground was dug. Sand covers you. You disappear. Whatever God has told you, you are wondering what's happening. Is God a liar? People even tell you, are you sure you not made a mistake? We don't hear about you again. Then you just started. Because until you die and decay, you don't start living again. So we settled yesterday that before quickening or before anything is made alive, the thing has to die. Now, I look like I'm making something simple hard because you've heard the message of grace. The person who taught on grace taught this. I'm sharing with you, Apostle Paul. Number two thing is that God gives it a body as it pleases him. If you plant 2 cones of maize, for example, you don't reap 2 grains back. You reap much more than that. Have you sat down to count a cup of maize before? You planted 2. Oh, there was a time that was in 1983, 84, 85. They used to share food at my mommy's. I don't know if it happened to you when you were growing up. Essential commodity. Have you heard before? Austerity measure. You have breakfast in the morning, afternoon, night, 1:01. Thank you. If you've not heard it before, bless your heart. So our employers used to help members was, so in the University of Ilorin in those days, my mom used to work there. They gave everybody a parcel of land to go and farm, because your salary can, we can't pay salary. So everybody had a farm. No matter how bad you were, you went to farm. I love farm because at age 11, I was driving. So I could drive, my uncle would give me the car at age 11 in the bush. So I love the farm. And they would dig the ground and put two greens there. In 3 months, the green has sprouted. And suddenly, it's not what I put in the soil that I can see. I can see many crops on one store. So I want you to know that until you are planted, you are wasted. What you are telling me about is theoretical until you are planted. You're that person moving from meeting to meeting. You're that person that doesn't have a church. You don't have a pastor. You don't have an agenda of God in your heart. You just feel you are gifted. You woke up and you found yourself gifted. That which you have right now, God doesn't give finished products. God gives raw materials. You need to plant it. And until it dies, don't let anybody tell you about growth. If I'm talking to you about growth and I don't talk to you about death, I'm wasting your time. Because where it starts from is that, first of all, if something doesn't die, it doesn't resurrect. It's not just me saying it. It's a statute of general application. I called someone many years ago in this church. What had happened was there was a girl, we grew up together. Everybody loved, she was brilliant. Her brother was brilliant. She was working in a chamber. And she came with her husband to this place. And the husband came to complain to me. We even want her to leave. I didn't expect to even find her at that level. The brother was the first to work in Barclays Bank among our contemporaries. He was the first chartered accountant among our contemporaries. I didn't expect to find her at that level. So I discovered that one of my ministers was working where she was working. So I called him. Don't behave like them. Stay there. Make yourself marketable. Learn everything your boss knows. Plant yourself there. I saw somebody in church, the IS giver at the time. I said, what's your secret? He's a lawyer too. He said, as a corper, I went to serve. He mentioned the state. Instead of jumping up and down, being a charge and bill lawyer, I planted myself. And if you know anything about sands or anything, they don't give people salary. You just labor. They allow you to do your pee-pee. So I called somebody in church. I knew when he was in school. I said, come, don't leave that place. Thus hear the Lord. Plant yourself there. Not because I heard God. It was what I desired. Anybody who planted himself around me will never regret it. It may take time. Because it takes time for God to prove something. You heard me yesterday when I said, if you're not a CEO, I can't be close to you. You can't understand some things. If you're a salary earner, you don't, end of the month is coming, you're not thinking of salary. You are thinking of taking. You don't know what CEOs go through. I was talking to someone who said to me, we are the one that sell the market. We do everything here. But our boss spend the money. You don't even know how much the person bought those things. You don't know where they traveled to. You don't know the cost. You just market it. And you are looking at what you sell. And you are expecting the owner of the shop to give everything. Where will she get, or where will he get money to restock the shop? Come and talk to me. A friend of mine, I met him in Dubai. All his PA were whites. I said, why do you have whites around? He said, black people. They will pull you down. PhD, pull him down. PhD, pull him down. They did an experiment in Ghana many years ago. They discovered that if you cover a snail, if a snail escape, every other snail will escape. But Africans are crabs. If you have a crab in a bucket, you don't need to cover it. Anyone that wants to go out, they will pull him down. All of them will get. Try it when you get home. All of, you don't need to cover where you have crabs. You want to go out? Yeah, you want to go? They will pull you down. Even at night, if you are sleeping, they will wake each other up. This person is trying to escape. In the name of Jesus, you will escape poverty. Everything that swallows people in your family, you shall escape it. A threefold amen, somebody. It is not what you planted that you get back. So if you are planting evil, you are saying rubbish about people, you will get it back. It says, judge not and you will not be judged. You know what is wrong with every other person but you. Okay, be saying it. It will come back to you, whether you like it or not. And it won't come back what you say. It will come back in a multiple harvest. You're not faithful to your boss, the same thing will happen to you. It's just a matter of time. No matter how smart you are, it will happen to you. One of the things I brag about is that we didn't break out of any church. We started this church on the streets. So you can't break out and God will not deal with you except I offended you. You can't damage this work because I didn't damage someone else's work. Oh, it's a big deal in ministry. Number two thing I noticed. What you plant, in fact, in my village, what you will plant in the next season, you see it in the kitchen. Because the local kitchen will fumigate it. Insects cannot stay on the, come on, talk to me. Why are you doing like, you don't have a village. Come on. You know that corn? I'm not talking to people under 18. I know you've not been to your village, but 24 and above, one day you've been there. And I'm sure you visited your grandmother in the kitchen. Amen. Amen. No matter how hungry the farmer is, he doesn't eat that, even though he's in the kitchen. That is for planting. You must plant yourself, or else you'll be wasted. Potentials will not come out. You took a seed in your hand and said, this, an oak tree, you took an acorn. Until that acorn engages the ground, it remains alone. I pray in the name of Jesus. That thing in the kitchen, they plant it dry. But does dry corn come out? Fresh. Oh! God is awesome. If you are dry, you are telling me 96 testimony, it's because you are not connected to God. Fresh! Succulent! Have you followed your mother to the junction to buy corn before? Say, this corn, is it today? Because I want it fresh. I want it like God did it. Not the one that, fresh! If you don't want to be dry, you want to be fresh. You want to be succulent. When they cook you, they don't need to put salt. You are salted. You need to be planted. I pray in 2023, some things will come out of you. I say some things will come out of you. Some things will come out of you. So there's growth out of death. People may look at you and say, by now, you ought to be here. By now, man, you are not moving again. Last year, you traveled 3 times. Man, going up and down like the devil. You think that's progress? Nobody that I know travels or has traveled like me. That I know. There was a year I was traveling every Friday because we had Dubai church. I meet Nigerians all over the world. I met one guy in Canada. He was like doing well in our church in Ilorin. When I saw him in Canada, he just danced in the church I went to preach. I didn't recognize his hair. Cold. I'm talking about some 15 years ago. What happened to you? What are you doing here? Why are you here? Say, I'm already here. I'm already here. That will not be your story. Amen. That does not mean everybody who traveled is like that. Even the person I'm talking about, I'm sure is better now. But as at that time, I was looking at him like, why would he do this? I pray in the name of Jesus. You will not just be planted, you'll be planted in the right place. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. If you believe, shout hallelujah. What comes out does not depend on you. It depends on God. God gives it another body as it pleases him. If I planted green, dry, I should reap dry green back. But God takes what I planted and covered and watered. He gives it another body. What do I tell young converts? There's something you are that you have no idea. If you sow yourself in God, there's something that will come out of you. You'll be so shocked. We have many churches all over the world, but little impact because people refuse to sow themselves. I have discovered that people that chase after money don't get the money. At least I know pastors that chase after money. They don't have money. You think God doesn't want to, maybe God doesn't want to bless them? No. They are chasing after money. Surely, not maybe, surely, goodness and mercy shall do it. For not that will pursue, they will follow me. Mercy will forgive my sins, goodness will supply my needs. They are supposed to be following us. But when you start following them, they will be running from you. Sir, I'm supposed to be following you, sir. They'll be running from you. All some people are pursuing when they tell you're doing well is that they see crowd. They see money. No. The best place to be is not the oil field of Saudi Arabia or the gold mine of South Africa. It's to be in the center of God's will for your life. In Mark chapter 4 verse 26. Mark chapter 4 verse 26. The kingdom of God, he said, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter the seed in the ground. In verse 27, he should sleep by night and rise by day. And the seed should sprout and grow. If I ask you now to give me a scientific explanation, how seeds grow, you will say, the topography of the ground with the cell in the ground and the seed, the DNA of the seed. You can explain to me why apples don't grow in Lagos but in Jos. But the Bible says he himself does not know how. We don't know how. We don't know why seeds don't grow in the pocket, but it grows in the ground. We don't know how. You can throw it down, you can explain, because the preoccupation of science many times is to take God out of the equation. But I'm telling you, we don't know how. We don't know how. When you walk into a church and plant yourself in God and say, God, I want to put myself into you. I don't know how you will become, but I just know that if you put yourself in God, you will never be, you will strike your generation. I've been in this church for 20 years. What has pastor doing for me? Those are people that have not planted themselves. You don't need pastor to do anything for you. God will show up. He's not a cheat. You can't outgive God. God will show up from nowhere. Don't just be going to church. Be planted. Not just a church. Not just the Christianity that you, anywhere, any career, anything God has asked you to do, be planted there. Let your whole being be there. Don't put one leg in God and put your whole eggs in God's basket. What I'm saying may not be popular, may sound old school, but that's the truth. It may take 20 years, 50 years for you to discover the truth. It may be when you are dying, you say, that pastor said the truth. But this is the truth. Until, I've told you, when you're ready, go to the PRU desk. Say, from today, I'm ready. In Ecclesiastes 8, verse 17. Are you alive?
Yes, sir.
Then I saw all the work of God that a man cannot find out. The work that is done under the sun. I've discovered. Astronauts can fly, they can go to many. They are discovering even new planets right now. You can't find out under the sun. For though a man's labor, a man labors to discover it, yet he will not find it. Moreover, though a wise man attempts to know it, he will not be able to find. You can know the things on the surface, but you can't know why. What do you do to your wife? You give her a seat. You can't tell whether it's a male or female. You just by faith say, this time around I want a female. God, you will remember God then. May God, because you can't determine what happens. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Whether male or female, you can't determine what happens. In Ecclesiastes 11 verse 5, as you do not know what it is, the way of the wind, how the bones grew in the womb, of how with it, who is with the child, so you do not know the works of God who makes everything. How do bones grow in the womb? When we get to heaven, I have questions to ask, because I've been to the tomb of Lazarus. It's not just one floor. Except it's not the real tomb. You go like this and cross and come to the other side. How did he come? Because I read in the Bible, lose him and let him go. How did he come from that place? How did he climb the steps when he was bound? The word lifted him up. How did the Red Sea divide into two? How was a virgin pregnant? I have questions to ask when I get to heaven. How was a virgin impregnated? How? Tell me. The Holy Ghost will overshadow. How? You are complicating matters. It's better for you not to answer the question in the first place. You are turning my head around. The Holy Ghost will overshadow. I have questions to ask. Till today, our water, the servant water, it wasn't normal water. It was the water with which people wash their legs. How that water became wine. How bones grow. How every human being that came here, you came in through a human being. You didn't come here, except you are the devil that came down. And Jesus said, hey, whoever does not come in through the door is both a thief, and even Jesus Christ was born. They were casting the devil down. He said, they wanted to cast him to my. He said, if I can't have heaven, I want earth. And that's the same earth you are in, you are complaining. The earth that the devil struggled to enter is the same earth. Devil, where you come? I'm going to and fro, walking on the face of the earth. You don't have visa to leave Nigeria. Who are you? Say no, never. Never. It's not possible. I challenge you, go and get a passport now after this service. I challenge you. If the devil, an illegal occupant, is going to and fro, who born dog? How bones grow in the womb? I don't know. Science can't tell. They can do artificial insemination. They can't explain how it happens. The farmer doesn't know how. So, I don't know. I wish I could explain to you. If you just plant yourself in what God has asked you to do, in 5 years' time, you'll be this, I don't know how. All I know is that God is faithful. What happens to people is that they put one leg in God and say, in case God fails. For me, I don't have any option. That's why if God doesn't show up, I would have been in an entity. God had to show up. When God saw that Leah was hated, he opened that womb. I pray for everyone listening to me now. God will open your womb in 2023. Something will come out of you. If you believe it, shout him in like fire. Now, there's a dimension of growth. I'm getting to this message. There's a dimension of growth caused by God. You do nothing. I know you won't believe me. But please think about this church. Think about the program you're in right now. What have you done? What has possibly done? Nothing. Compared to what God has done. Somebody met me today and said, no, I love this 2 days of glory. Few days to 12, God just gave me a plan. Do this. Give my wife a plan. Have this. Tell your husband this. Both of us sat together. Pew. Finish. Some of the people that I taught at the DPE, they told them some days before. The prayer points organized some days before. Not because God is not organized, but he doesn't want anyone to take the glory. I wish I could explain to you what will happen. There is a dimension of growth. I want you to be excellent. I want you to be hardworking. I want you to be everything. But to start with, after planting yourself, there is a dimension of growth that it's all about God. It doesn't involve you. Go to sleep. That guy went to sleep. And suddenly, oh, I wish I could read to you verse 28. Mark chapter 4, verse 27. Let me read 27. He should sleep by night and rise by day. Did he do something? And the seed should sprout. Was he the one that made it to sprout? No. He just sprouted and grow. He himself does not know. Now, farmers can, they, out of experience, they expect that in 3 months they will harvest grain. But they ask them. They don't know. Verse 28. The Bible says the earth yields crop by itself. By itself. First, the blade. Then, the head. Then, the full grain. I love verse 29. Then the farmer just comes and put the sickle in to reap. He does not know how. Let them tell you the truth. Nobody knows how. The same way I don't know how you will do well. I may not know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow. So if you are still the type that you have one leg in, one leg out, you are indulging in conversation against God, I'm not talking to you. But people that have packed their eggs in God's basket, they are the ones I'm talking to. Or somebody who has been asking, Lord, what can I do? You are the one I'm talking to. In 1 Corinthians 3 verse 6, 1 Corinthians 3 verse 6. I planted. I sowed. And Apollos helped me. He watered. But I got to explain what happened to our church. God gave increase. Oh, early days of my ministry, I thought, oh, if I'm hard working, if I get to work early. Listen, growth doesn't happen emotionally. I must grow. It doesn't. If you will tell yourself the truth, you've done all of that. Growth didn't come. It doesn't happen. It's God. That's why when someone has growth, if you are smart, you learn from them. There's something they're doing. You respect them. Some people preach that God can do anything, but they believe in jazz more. This has to be jazz. Because we can pray too. We've done all sorts. Yeah, you've done all sorts, but plant yourself. You've never planted yourself. You've talked about it. You said all sorts. Genuine growth is grown by God. Genuine growth is grown by God. He will just tell you, Peter, you toiled all night. You wasted your time. You'll use your strength. Okay. At the wrong time. When is the wrong time? Money. Okay. The same water. Launch into deep. Sir, I would not have launched, but nevertheless, at your word. And when they, what did Peter say? He said, go away from me. I'm a sinful man. Because the catch humbled Peter. He wasn't the only one that didn't have something to catch. Everybody in that city had that problem. You know, when they suspend you alone in school, you are, you feel it. But if it's everybody on strike, everybody's on strike. Everybody's on strike. You are happy about it. Everybody's on strike. Particularly if private universities join. You are happy. Everybody is on the same spot. So Peter was like that. But he said, my case can be different. He said, nevertheless, at your word, I toiled all night. Toil is a curse. I labored. I used my strength. Oh, I had first class in school. I had to one in school. I did something. Oh, Buhari regime, I did this. But at your word. Newsflash, Christ can tell you to do this where everybody's failing at the wrong time with the wrong method. And there'll be growth. I know half of this church, you need God to help you. Because somebody has damaged you. You believe the wrong things. But I'm telling you, God can help you. The highest giver in this church, 2 years ago, didn't have money. 2 years ago. I'm the pastor of the church. 2 years ago, didn't have money. From nowhere. From nowhere. When we went to Manchester, one of the drummers we had, a drummer, he was in Port Harcourt Church, a drummer. I went to dedicate their house in Guzape here, a drummer. While we were sharing the testimony, they gave them another contract in billions. This is not life go better. No. It's something they've done already. It gave me a seed that you will wonder. You know the seed that will make you wonder at this level. It could be a wandering seed. A drummer. And he told me, he said, I'm here to serve. He was in Manchester. He made sure he played drums. Played drums. Hallelujah. John 15 verse 5. God can prosper people. Go and do a study of people who met God. The moment God meets you, he starts to prosper. God can do it. Allow me to read from verse 5. I will still go to verse 1 later. I am the vine. He saw a vine and he saw a tree. Oh my God, time has gone. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me, okay? That's the key. He who stays, mendo. Not visit. Not a Sunday man. Oh, pastor preach today. What did he pray? Oh, leku. What did he pray? Oh, gachu. He who stays in God bears much fruit. Did the branch do something? Told you stop reading some books. They're like you pull down AK-47 and take a dagger. I can do all things. Believe in yourself. That's not what the Bible teaches. Bible says believe in Christ Jesus, who has empowered you. That's what the Bible teaches. Yes, sir. I can do all things through Christ, not in yourself. God has not made you to be self-dependent. But the devil said, no. You can do all things. You can believe in yourself. That's a lie of the devil. Believe in yourself. I'm not saying have low self-esteem. But through Christ. I can do all things. I love the way the Amplified put it. Look at Philippians 4:13, Amplified Bible. I have strength for all things. In Christ, who empowers me. Did you see that? I am ready for anything. Equal to anything. Through him, who infuses me with inner strength. He infuses inner strength. I am self-sufficient. You okay? In Christ's sufficiency. That should be your mentality. Not believing yourself. There's some books. Don't read them anymore. Don't read them anymore. They are messing you up. And the devil is deliberate about it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I said glory be to God. Hallelujah. I was reading John 15, 5 to you. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me. Nobody's name was put there. Because your name is applicable. If Biodun abides in him and I in Biodun, it will bear much fruit. You need anything clearer than that? He didn't say you have to connect to people. I'm not saying don't connect. God will use people. He has stopped coming down. But your enemy can be... I've told you this story before. Let me tell you. A friend of mine was pastoring behind Etiebet's place in Lagos, off Bank Anthony. So he leased the place at God's instruction. Before he leased the place, the woman that owned the place was trying for banks to rent them, to buy the place. For 2 years, when they didn't buy, she collected money from this pastor to lease the place. I think the pastor leased the place for 10 years. So the pastor built and began to build. As he paid and started to build, suddenly the devil moved. 5 banks just showed up from nowhere. We're interested in the land. And Jesus entered the woman's room. If you take that money tomorrow, you are dead. She couldn't even look back. The pastor just noticed that the woman joined the church. No, will you not join that kind of church? After like a year, the woman said to the pastor, "Pastor, you didn't even ask me why I joined the church." I don't know. Now told him the story. I'm telling you a true story, not something I read. You saw the way I gave you the description right now. I am the branches. Whoever walks with me, whoever I abide in him and he abides in me, bears more. For without me, you can do. What about what I'm doing now is nothing compared to what I could do if I was planted. There's something about you that you have no idea about. You think having many friends is what will help you. You think connecting with people, you think visiting, attending programs, going from mountain to mountain. If you stay with Jesus, there is nothing. The things people are pursuing will come and meet you where you are. God grows people. Don't grow yourself. I'm yet to see where they pull down a building and they are selling the stones. You see, we pull down the building. This person doesn't need the building again. Please use it and build your own building. I've never seen such before. Yoruba will say, "Ileti avito omo irinyowo." Please meet someone for that interpretation. Any house that we use saliva to build is only dew that will pull it down. Dew will pull it down. That will not be your portion. I say you will not come on earth and die like a dog. You will strike your generation. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. All you need to do is to stay with God. He said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you will bear much fruit. Oh, that is strange. I'm sure you've never heard that. Maybe you've heard that before, but you're not giving it any thought. I can begin to grow by connecting with God. Martha said, "Jesus, are you not bothered that my sister is not helping me? She's just enjoying you." He said, "One thing is needful, and I can't take it from her." In other words, in all your perfume, your designer that you're wearing, coming to church, fasting, one thing is needful. There's one thing God is looking out for. I don't care whether you have a front seat or a back seat. Maybe you have an usher that keeps a seat for you. I don't care. All of that does not bother me. What bothers me is if all is done and you are connected to God, I clap for you. One thing is needful. Whether you have special dress, you have put together, there are 13 in case there's an extra day. All of that don't matter. One thing is needful. And I can't take it from her. Your connection with God is needful. Where was Lazarus at the tomb of Jesus, at the cross? Lazarus that was there for 4 days. So miracles don't make people connected to God like that. Where was Martha? No. Who did we see? Only Mary. Mary that sat, that listened to Jesus Christ, was the person we saw. Can you just take a branch and grow the branch? Only the branch and grow the branch. After a few days, we have boutiques we go to and several places, offices we go to, they just pluck flowers and put, after 3 days, what happens to the flower? It will dry. You can't flourish without being connected. Everything that works is being connected. Everything that works. In case you are feeling dryness, in case you are feeling down, you've been moving from church. Hey, you know, Seneca slave said the house was dark. She didn't know she was blind. So Seneca was looking at the house. The house is not dark. The churches you complain about, it may be you. I'm not saying churches don't have problems, but it may be you that have a problem. It may be you that the Holy Spirit has a problem with. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Eagerness do not grow you. Excitement, frustration don't grow you. Lord, grow me or I die. You will die. You will just die like a chicken. I'm telling you what people don't tell people. In February, I will be 24 years in full-time ministry. So, what do I not have that I want to get from you that will be lying to you? In Mark chapter 4, verse 26, let's read verse 26. And he said, the kingdom of God, he wasn't talking about heaven. It's as if a man should scatter a seed in the ground and should sleep by night and rise by day. And the seed shall sprout. You will sprout.
Amen.
In 2023, you will do well.
Amen.
If God can make you abide in him, if he can make you an abiding Christian, then it can explode you this year. You hear a message on Sunday, you are down on Monday. By Tuesday, the worship leader winds you up. You are up again. You are down by Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. By Sunday, you are down. You are up again. And you say, leave me alone. I'm tired. It's just excitement. There's a way I feel in that church. I don't feel at home. You are not connected. That's your problem. You're allowing the passing pleasure of the world to take everything God has done. And God is not everlasting suffering. He's long suffering. He said, I will not always strive with man. I'm tired. I will not always struggle. Early in the morning, you wake up to your phone. And God is telling you, pray, my daughter, pray. I'm supposed to reply. Yeah. Holy Spirit, wait. Says, seek you first. Seek you first. You think I'm just getting excited? I'm telling you what you're dealing with. I'm telling you what the Lord has helped me to overcome. If you don't get planted, you can't grow. You'll be up today, down tomorrow. And you think it's your church. You think it's one HOD. You think it's one person raising you up. No, it's yourself. You must be in charge of yourself. You are not a man because you have muscles. You are a man because you know what to do. How you do it? I pray in the name of Jesus that this message will benefit you.
Amen.
This message will benefit you.
Amen.
Particularly if you are a leader. Everybody looking up to you. The little you have that you should take to cross. People are taking it. Like somebody saw myself and Pastor Wale and gave us the synopsis of his dreams. People were flying. There was rapture in his dream. They were flying. Feathers were going now. They were going now. I said, so what happened to you? He said, I just came down. Many people came down. I told Wale after we finished, I said, don't believe that dream. The Bible says in a moment you'll be caught up. they say we'll be flying. Many years ago, I said, it's just his mind. I want to ask you a question. What do you think happened to the seed by the wayside? Nobody covered it. So the birds didn't do much. They just picked it and left. So it doesn't matter what we bring here to preach. It doesn't matter the word you hear. You like hearing new things. When somebody says, hey! What? The word that I was preaching was preached to them, but it didn't benefit them because they didn't mix it with faith. You don't mix it with faith on the... May you not be a surface person in 2023. Can that amen be louder? Oh, I love that guest minister that came. Oh my God. You know, this morning, God spoke to me. Auntie, be planted. Uncle, be planted. The seed by the wayside, nobody dug the ground. Nobody planted. That thing has potential to be a forest. It ended. The birds of the earth just picked it. That thing was, God just wasted resources. Ever learning, never coming to the knowledge of truth. Can we read on? Can we read it? Because I'm out of time. I don't know how the time flies like this. What should house many birds? End it. Just like that. Do you know what you carry? But because you are one leg in, one leg out, you don't even believe the word. You've just learned to say, hey, your eyes, notes you that never leaves your car. This year will be different. I said, this year it will be different. The fowl of the air came and picked the seed. So fowl of the air, they are afraid of the seed. That if that seed could have depth, if that seed could be planted, you become a trouble for the enemy. So they pick it immediately. What I'm sharing right now, is he entering you or is he by the wayside? Are you thinking of, I wish Ikeda was here? Or you are thinking, God, you're talking to me? What a way to start 2023. Thank God for Pastor Bjorn that he can preach things that he has theatrics in his hand. He can preach things that will make this place be a God. But he chose to speak your mind to us. He doesn't even care. He's anointed to do miracle, but he doesn't even care about me because this is already a miracle. That you could become what God wants you to be. Sickness will run. Can two kings stay in a palace? Sickness will run away. It's just a matter of time. That meeting, there was no sign. People didn't fall down. Oh, God. That's not anybody. Got, we know how to do all of that. I said, I've been preaching for 24 years. What have I not tried? I can preach and stand on the chair. I can do anything. But I asked myself at the beginning of this year, I won't have 12 days with you. Throughout this year again. I don't want to joke with it. Dr. Paul Nietzsche told me destinies are involved. Destiny. He prays for 4 hours sometimes when he wants to pray. He said, destinies are involved. Pray for you in the name of Jesus. You only hear what I'm sharing with you. This will work for you. Amen. You will eat out of this. Amen. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. Let's read another verse because of time. Verse 5, Matthew 13. Some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth. And they immediately sprang up because the seed were designed to spring up immediately. They sprang up because they had no depth of the heart. When the sun was up, they were scorched. There are some of you, the Bible says, when we were first enlightened, we were afflicted. When you hear a message on prosperity, you believe God. Wow! I'll be my first fruit. That week, the enemy goes, hey, first waiting. Bah, bah. They will call you from home. Mama is sick. Hey! Mama, not be only mama sick. Papa, they work like this. Say, hey, now only me day here. God, where your face? And are they fast? Next thing, they say, sister, no pack up. Say, even God knows I've tried. There's no debt. In the name of Jesus, you will have enough cover. Yeah. A lot of people are just attending the church. No covering. No covering. No covering. They're just exposed. The devil is feeding you till the day he will deal with you. You're just exposed. No covering. You're proud. You think you're there. He's just feeding you till the day he will deal with you. I pray in the name of Jesus. In 2023, you will have a cover. You think I'm a fool. I'm a senior pastor. I will put myself, I will be like a baby, put myself under people. Ah, no weapon formed against you can prosper. They looked at you. This life's battle cannot be fought alone. Some people think if they are nice to the devil, if they don't look for his trouble, he will not look for that. No, he's a tyrant. He wants to spoil your testimony any day. You can't be alone. That's why I pray for you. That you will have enough cover this year. The birds of the air will not rubbish your destiny. Can you imagine that seed? The Bible says it becomes a tree. All the birds of the air comes to live under it. But the birds take it away. What has potential to house many people? I pray in the name of Jesus. Ah, you will not end up like a dog. In the name of Jesus. Number three, because of time, I'm out of time. If anyone starts growing up and does not grow down, there's a problem. That was why I read to you that the remnant of the house of Judah will first of all bear fruit downwards before the beer. If you just see anything growing up and does not grow down first, that thing does not have depth. That is a temporary plant. That's a shrub. People look at you and say, you're a foolish person. One man just they preach for you for where all of us they also with the also for the beginning of the year. We with the also. You say it's a good church. That's the way the world thinks. But if a stone will go far, what will catapult do? We'll pull it back. When a ram wants to really knock you down, it goes back. Tap your neighbor, say, I'm going back. Find a new neighbor that understands what I'm saying. Say, I'm going back. Say, I'm going to knock off the enemy this year. I'm going to knock off poverty this year. I'm going to knock off every mediocrity that the enemy has planted around me. If I'm talking about you, shout amen, somebody. If you don't bear fruit downwards, if you don't, first of all, go down, take root downwards, you can't bear fruit upwards.